Okay, let's review Brachos Daf Samach Beis. The Gemara talks about mostly on Samach Beis Amud Aleph, all about various halachas of going to the bathroom. When a person goes to the bathroom, the direction that he has to sit is a three-way machlokas. Tanna Kamma holds that a person is not allowed to sit in a way that the erva or the backside of him is going to be facing Yerushalayim, and even if it's not directly across from Yerushalayim, but it's at an angle to Yerushalayim, it's also aser. He has to dafka go in a direction that's not toward Yerushalayim whatsoever. According to the Chachamim, it's only going to be aser if you're directly across from Yerushalayim, but at any sort of angle, it's going to be mutter. And according to Rabbi Yossi, you could go to the bathroom whichever side you want, because the iser is only directly across from the Makom HaMikdash, only when the Beis HaMikdash is around and the Shechin is actually there in the Beis HaMikdash, when we actually have a Beis HaMikdash. And also only if you could see the Makom HaMikdash and there's no fence in between you and the Mikdash, that's the only time the issue exists. So therefore, you can go in whatever direction you want nowadays. Now, a person goes to the bathroom in Chutzla Aretz, so according to the Tanna Kamma, he can go in whichever direction he wants, but according to Rabbi Akiva, he's not allowed, even in Chutzla Aretz, he's not allowed to go directly across from Yerushalayim, and that was Rabba's personal chumrah to do like Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara then goes on to discuss what the reason is, five different possibilities of why it is that we're not supposed to wipe ourselves with the right hand. Number one is because the Torah was given with the right hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, because we use the right hand to put food in our mouth. Number three, that we tie our tefillin on our left hand using our right hand. Number four, that we write Kisvei Kodesh with our right hand. And fifth and finally, that when a person leans from the Torah, they use the right hand to be merames the various trup that are used in the laning of the Torah. There are hand signals for the trup. The Gemara then goes on to discuss if it's mutter for a person to go to the bathroom behind a fence or in the middle of an open field. So behind a fence, according to Ula, is mutter. According to Isa, only if it's in a situation where no one's going to be able to hear any of the sounds of the person going to the bathroom. But they're makel for a shomer beis habad, for someone who's watching over an olive press to make sure that no am haaretz is mitamiyit, that he could just go me'achorei hageder from behind the fence, so that he'll get back to his guard station as soon as possible in order to protect the tara of the beis habad. In the middle of a field, Ula says it's mutter so long as other people won't hear sounds from his going to the bathroom. But according to Isi, he has to stay far enough away that other people won't be able to see him. The Gemara says there was a Shomer Taros who went to the bathroom, and we allowed him to go to the bathroom even in a situation where other people will be able to see him. So two possibilities. Either we're Mekel because he's a Shomer Taros, or we're Mekel because of Taros, or it's mutter to be able to see the general outline of a person. You're just not allowed to see as Piruah. You're not allowed to see his exposed body parts when he's going to the bathroom. The Gemara then discusses whether one has to be tsanua even when going to the bathroom at night. So you don't have to go as far away to go to the bathroom at night as you do during the day, but it does have to be tsnius in the sense that you're only megala a tefach of your body in front of you, behind you rather, two tefachim in front of you, and the person should not expose himself until he sits down. According to Rav Ashi, he has to go to the bathroom in makom tsanua, like in a keren zav, in a corner somewhere, but he doesn't have to go as far away as he would during the day. The Gemara then discusses the story of Shaul and David, when Shaul entered into a cave and David had an opportunity to kill him, and really Shaul was chayiv misa because he was a rodev, so David had every right to kill him, but David nevertheless had rachmanus on him because of Shaul's tznius. Shaul's tznius is reflected in the fact that he went in the most inner part of the cave. It was a deer, betoch deer, it was ma'ara lefnimi ma'ara, it was all the way in the inner part of the cave, and that even when he was going to the bathroom in such a private area, he covered himself with his beged like a sukkah. That was our daf yomi coincidence, that the Gemara refers to sukkah on the daf that we learned on Yom Tov of Sukkot. The Gemara tells us that David cut off a corner of Shaul's clothing, and it's because of that move that David was not able to have clothing warm him when he got older, because he didn't show proper respect to the clothing. Then David tells Shaul, "Im Hashem isischa, Hashem made you a mesis. Hashem was a mesis to get you to do evil to me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes offense to that. You call me a mesis. Now I'm going to let the Satan make you be mesis you to count Klal Yisrael without the benefit of the Machzor Shekel." And once David did that, the terrible plague hit Klal Yisrael. 70,000 people died. Avishai ben Tzruya, who himself was the equivalent of the majority of the Sanhedrin, also died. The Magefa lasted from the morning until Eis Moed. What does that mean? Rabbi Chanina holds it means from the Shechita of the Karban Tamid until the Zrikas Dam of the Karban Tamid. Rabbi Yochanan thinks it means all the way until Chatzos. At the end, Hashem saw something and it was Vayinachim, and he held back from going further in the Magefa. What did he see? Four opinions. According to Rav, he saw the Zchus of Yaakov Avinu. According to Shmuel, he saw the Efer of Yitzchak Avinu. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, he saw the Kesef HaKippurim that the Jewish people gave in the first time they were counted by the Mishkan. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, he saw the Zchus of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the basic review of Brachos Daf Samach Beis.